Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California Attorney General has done everything possible to try to make sure that the public does not know what Planned Parenthood has been doing. In fact, that's really the reason behind these frivolous and politically motivated criminal charges against Sandra Merritt. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, from the very beginning, the California Attorney General has been the fan and the advocate and the right arm of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood does not want the public to know what it's been doing, how it's been harvesting baby body parts and selling them to organizations for sale at enormous profits by these different entities that buy it, such as Stanford University and other buyers that are out there. And they've been wanting to make sure that this is kept from the public, and that's why the California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, issued these unprecedented 15 felony counts against Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden to try to intimidate them into silence and literally to put them behind bars. They've done not only this criminal prosecution, which is frivolous and politically motivated, but they wanted the individual witnesses to be anonymous. The judge ultimately referred to them as Doe 1 through 14. There's 14 individuals. But they also wanted a gag order once the trial, the preliminary hearing began, and information was getting out in the public by the pro-life media, not by mainstream media,
right,
because they never showed up to cover this preliminary hearing. The California Attorney General's office wanted the judge to issue a gag order to stop the release of information about the trial.
Well, don't forget, originally they wanted the videos not to be even shown in court.
Right, right.
And they wanted this to be sealed. And that's the evidence. That's what really reveals the evilness that's going on. So that was the first trick in the bag.
Yeah, so here we have them charged against 14 individuals. And then the 15th count is a conspiracy to record the other 14 individuals. Charged with felonies. And the felony is based upon what they say is an illegal recording of these 14 people. But when they go to the criminal trial, they ask the judge to keep the videos out of the courtroom.
That's your evidence.
That's the basis that they're basing their counts on, is the recordings, and they don't want the jury or the judge to see the videos.
I mean, when you go to court, don't you always have the evidence in a trial?
Yeah, I mean... It's unbelievable in terms of how they didn't want the videos. Well, fortunately, the judge denied the request, and the videos have been able to be shown during this now touching 3 weeks of preliminary criminal hearing. But the other thing that happened is they wanted now the gag order, because what was happening is pro-life media were attending the court hearing. And they were tweeting or writing articles at the end of the day about the information that came out in this public testimony. These are federal trials. While cameras are not permitted, these are open to the public.
Right. We've been reporting on it. Other media has been reporting on it, which very well you should. This is truth. It needs to come out.
But the mainstream media, of course, hasn't shown up. But the information about what's been happening on the witness stand has been getting out in the public.
Right. And that's making them nervous.
And they didn't want that. So the California Attorney General's office asked the judge to issue a gag order. They wanted a gag order.
To, quote, protect the safety of the Doe witnesses, unquote.
Yeah, that's what they said.
These are people that have been killing babies, okay?
Yeah, they wanted no reference to the victims or any matter which may be taken to identify them or their livelihood in any manner. They wanted a gag order. They also asked the court to exercise its discretion to limit the statements of the parties, that would be Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, that they make in public regarding the witness's testimony until the conclusion of the preliminary hearing. Now, the judge ultimately, fortunately, denied that gag order. The judge says that he could not muzzle the parties because that would be a serious intrusion on the First Amendment, mm-hmm. And the request was denied. But the judge also, even before the additional testimony, they put on their testimony, the state, and then we put on our testimony. At the end of their testimony, before we even put on any of our testimony, the judge already dismissed 1.5 counts. There's 15 felony counts, 14 individuals. The 15th account is a conspiracy to record these other 14. Well, one of the does, Doe 8, who is an abortion professor at a taxpayer-funded public university, his entire count got dismissed because he never showed up to testify in court.
Or her. We don't know.
We don't know
her.
Her or him. But it's a retired professor. Didn't want to testify. So obviously, if you don't testify, there's no claim. And the state, you know, wanted to push these charges so much, but their own witness refused to show up in court.
That could put a hole in their story right there.
Then the other one, it's a half account, if you will.
I've never heard of that.
How can you
half of that.
Dismiss half account? It's part of a count.
Yeah.
The other charge concerned two alleged events, two, with Doe 9, a Planned Parenthood doctor.
Yeah, there was an event at one of the conferences, and then there was also a private or a public lunch.
Yeah, and so what happened was half of that charge was dismissed because there were two incidents regarding the same Doe 9. But the Attorney General's office never played the video in court of the alleged incident of April 8, 2014. You know, you have to ask yourself the question, why did they not play it? Why did they choose not to play it? They knew they weren't going to play it, yet they kept it in the original count. They obviously made an assessment that whatever was in that recording, they didn't want anybody to even report on. So the judge obviously dismissed that. That even happened before we put on our evidence. This entire case, Holly, should be completely dismissed, all 15 counts, because it's unprecedented, number one. Never happened before against any journalist in the history of California from the inception of California to the present. There's been many, many journalists, and they've done a lot of undercover reporting, and none have ever been charged in the history of California. It's on the books, but it's never been used. And what's on the books is Section 632 of the Criminal Code, and it says that if you intentionally record conversation without the consent of all parties, and that conversation is confidential, then you can be charged with a felony, which is punishable in prison by a year or more. And there's also monetary fines along with that. So you can go to prison for that. But the real question is whether or not the recordings are confidential. And that's why no one has ever been charged, because these recordings have typically been places where the conversations are not confidential. And that's exactly what's happened here. And that's what happened in court. Of the fact that Doe 9 actually testified under oath that she was shocked by the fact that these videos were released publicly. But our attorney, Harry Mihet, impeached her on cross-examination and confronted her with a sworn deposition testimony of the same person 5 months earlier, in which she said, I don't care if they're released publicly. So didn't care if they were released publicly. The lead investigator for the state of California, a special agent by the name of Cardwell, he ultimately testified. He's the lead person. He's the one who talked to the alleged victims, the people who were recorded. He talked to them. He didn't question them. He had never done any of this investigation before, ever, never had any training in it. He actually issued an affidavit, and that was the basis for the arrest warrants. But he never gave in the affidavit information that goes against the state. And here's a big piece of information. One of the recordings was in an elevator. And you know how that is in an elevator. You're talking with somebody. What happens if you want to have if you're carrying on a conversation, you enter into an elevator, and it's a private conversation, somebody gets into the elevator, what would you normally do?
It's no longer private. You stop talking.
You stop talking.
Yeah.
You say, well, we'll talk when we get off the elevator.
Right.
But if you continue talking, then you're don't really care whether somebody overhears you. Well, that's what happened. Here's one of the recordings taking place in an elevator, and here's another person in the elevator, not part of the conversation. Well, the person being recorded continues to talk and jabber, and it's all on video, but the special agent for the state never put that in the affidavit. Now, that obviously is critical, because that means that that conversation was not confidential, therefore it's not contrary to the statute. Well, please pray for this case. It's still going on. We have other litigation to come that's even longer in the Planned Parenthood civil case that begins in early November. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra, to get all the updated information on this case as we progress through the criminal and the civil aspects of the case, and pray for our legal team. You can become a partner to support life by going to lc.org and click on the donate page, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.